All righty, good evening. I'm Dr. Lee Merritt, once an orthopedic and spinal surgeon, and now your professional medical rebel. Now, you know, if you've been watching this show, that I am not a professional announcer. You can tell I'll never make it to Fox News, but my guest used to be on a Fox News affiliate, and we're going to talk about her story tonight because she's recently been censored. She's before we knew the term cancel culture, she was cancel cultured from Fox, and now again on her own show. So this is going to be an interesting and very timely discussion. So in the meantime, don't hesitate to go to the Brighton store and use the code REBEL, and then we'll see you back here in a couple minutes.
The Brighton store understands the importance of getting all the nutrients you need to support the healthy functions of your body. Our nutrient-dense superfoods and supplements can help nourish your body and promote your optimal health and well-being. 100% customer satisfaction guarantee on all purchases. You deserve the best. BrighteonStore.com. Support this amazing platform and amazing Patriots for Humanity.
Use promo code REBEL at checkout for additional savings.
If you don't want to eat GMOs and pesticides in your storable food, choose organic, lab-tested storable food solutions from the Health Ranger store. We are the only emergency food manufacturer in the world that subjects each of our ingredients to rigorous laboratory testing that covers herbicides, heavy metals, aflatoxins, identity testing, and bacteria tests, including E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold. At healthrangerstore.com, you'll find certified organic, lab-tested, freeze-dried fruits, microalgae superfoods, protein powders, and supplements. We offer emergency first aid colloidal silver products made with Texas rainwater, and our Ranger buckets feature an impressive assortment of organic storable food items professionally vacuum sealed in heavy-duty bags that are stacked in rugged buckets for long-term storage. Check out our preparedness foods, supplements, personal care, and emergency first aid products at healthrangerstore.com.
With so much of the world's current food supply consisting of dirty, contaminated, genetically modified foods that may have been grown using herbicides and pesticides, increased scrutiny over what you put in your body is of the utmost importance. Even supposedly organic foods found on most grocery store shelves may contain toxic substances, chemicals, and other additives that can be harmful to your health. That's why here at BrighteonStore.com, we subject all our in-house products to extensive lab testing for glyphosate, heavy metals, and microbiology using our state-of-the-art spectrometry equipment to ensure the highest quality of cleanliness and purity. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
All right. Thank you very much. And so my guest tonight is Kate Daly. She was a news person on the Fox affiliate down in Utah. And then she had a private show when that got canceled exactly 7 years ago. You know, I know these guys are really into this numerology. So thanks for coming on, Kate.
Yeah. Full circle. Right. It is kind of a weird thing.
And I first met you because I was asked to come down, and this is long before I was on any show, but I went down to Utah to speak about, you know, the nonsense of this takedown. And now the reason I have my kind of blurry warrior motif behind me is because now, since then, I thought it was just about a medical problem. Now I realize we're in an all-out war, but yes, it's an information war primarily, and that's why they're going after you, right?
Right. I mean, it's been a crazy ride. So I've been on the air for almost 13 years. And 7 years ago, it was the politicians that wanted me off. And it was election season. And they didn't want me discussing the truth about their careers. And this was locally, too. And so I did a local hour. And then I had the national show. And it was bothersome to those people in office and those that ran the county. And the reason I say that is because we have 3,000 counties, and that's really where the fight is local. So when you realize how important that is, it kind of shines a whole new light on why they would cancel a local hour for me is because I'm over the target, it's too dangerous, and they're getting too much heat from elected officials because the elected officials are not doing what's right. So what's kind of funny about it is it's more like They're okay with what's going on. They just don't want me to say it. They just don't want me to talk about it. And so that's where I'm the bad guy, is if I say something about it. So, you know, so I have my national show, and it's growing. And I host Alex Jones Show, as you know, each week for an hour. But it is a crazy, crazy thing that I'm sitting here again, called the cycle of life, because 7 years later, it's just basically the same thing all over again. The reason the show was important to a lot of people was we had people listening from all over the country to that local hour. Why? Because everything that happens to these 3,000 counties in America happens as it filters down into the cities and counties. And the cities and counties are the only fight left. You don't have a fight at the federal level anymore. They want you to only think about the federal level. But really and truly, it's always about showing up to the meetings and doing all these things. You know, they were trying to, in northern Idaho, they were trying to pass more camera surveillance. And 172 people showed up. And they said, no, not one person raised their hand for more cameras. And then they said they had to shelve it because they had all these people show up. They couldn't do it in front of them. And so now they're going to gather 1,000 people to go to that meeting to make sure that that doesn't happen. Well, this stuff's going on all across America. So we had people tuning into that local hour to find out what was going on in this at the city level, because what was happening here was happening everywhere. And we were finding that out by calls live into the show. And so that's why I think I'm more disheartened than ever as we're coming close to Independence Day, and everyone's going to be, you know, at the barbecue and putting on the red, white, and blue. And then I love America. Do you really? Because we have a lot of cogs in the wheel and a lot of people, as my co-host Uncle Milty says, willing to put on the brown shirt, baby, willing to put on that brown shirt to make sure that stuff, you know, gets censored, no freedom of speech. You know, what are we really for and what are we really against if we're going to make the destruction of America happen right under our feet by people wearing the brown shirt and censoring? How can you be for America and then be glad that freedom of speech is being censored? It's bizarre, right?
Yeah, you know, it's that the state, you know, the phrase, my country wrong or right, maybe may she ever be right. It's my country. I'm not leaving America. I'm not going to run off to New Zealand if things get bad. Russia, I might think about, but not New Zealand. Right. But really, the issue is, do we even have a nation anymore? I mean, it was a local, at least to the state level, fighting our medical boards, I discovered everything's a corporation. So I don't think we, you know, we just heard the UN is shut down and there's nothing happening there. What's going on? Well, what's happening in DC? I think a lot of what we are, the problem is we're in a CGI world. So they're trying to make, I think we're winning because they're trying to make it look like things are still going on and they're really not going on. You know, I had a camera guy, Bob Sisson, who has a show on Brighttown also. He and I got together with a friend that we both know, and he happened to be in D.C. at a time that we were wanting, that it was the day of the gay pride thing. And remember all that pictures of the White House with the two American flags vertically hung, and in between was the gay pride flag, and everybody made such a deal about it. But at exactly the same time that that was going on, we have from his own camera a picture that that flag was not there. It was the POW flag. That whole thing didn't happen in the actual federal, what we think of as the real White House. So wherever that took place, it didn't take. So a lot of crazy things are going on, and I think they're desperate, which is probably why things happen to you. But I think ultimately we're gonna win this pretty soon, I think, actually.
Yeah.
There's something big going on. I'm not down anymore. I have the quote that I usually have up behind me. It says, "War is a series of catastrophes leading to victory." I kind of think that's what we're being watching, but
there sure is an awakening. I was looking at comments on different stories, like the big ocean wave. They called it ocean heat wave. I mean, what the hell is that? Ocean heat wave. And the comments below, every single one was hysterical. It was hysterical because it was poking a hole right in the narrative, and the people that were supposedly in this ocean heat wave were just fine. And they're like, I'm in the middle of it and I'm just fine. We haven't even turned on our air conditioner. What's going on? And so the whole fakery thing, yes. The whole gaslighting thing, yes. I think so much of this is going on that I like rabbit holes. I've done over 35,000 hours of research. You like rabbit holes. We text each other in the middle of the night because I'm like, oh, did you check this out? Because Because it's so interesting and incredible to find out how many things we were lied about. And I'm going to go with most everything we were lied about.
Most everything. Yeah. Most Yeah, there are very few things I don't think. In fact, you know, I had some blood study done. My son's a general surgeon, and I'm getting chelated because, ironically, I'm high in lead. Don't know where I got it, except I lived for over 20 years on the base of Marine air jetways, so maybe that was it. Maybe the JP5 fuel is leaded, probably. But anyway, I don't know where I got it, but I'm going. And they did a blood study. I sent it to my son, and I said, not bad for an old broad, right? Because it was perfect. My labs were perfect. 70-year-old. I said, and he said, Mom, get off this old broad thing. Obviously, you know something that most people don't. I said, yeah, you know what I know? And you'll know this too after you've been in practice a little longer. He said, never listen to organized medicine. They've been 180 degree wrong every time, which tells me it's not just a mistake they're making once in a while, you know? Yeah. On random chance alone, they should have said something in the interest of our health, and they never do.
No, it's the truth. It's the truth. And so what's available out there, because we've run the circles with the medical conversations. I got my husband out of the hospital in 3 days out of ICU. They didn't get to kill him. They would have. They didn't get to. And you were a big help to me on that. So you know how much I adore you. And that video went viral to like 20 million people. So I know people are waking up. They're finally seeing, oh my gosh, it can't be a pandemic. You can't have all these actual things going on. If you're not seeing it, it's probably not there. And what do they get in return? Well, the reason I'm canceled in just the local hour, not my national show, but the local, is because, you know, you've got to offer up Rhino radio. You've in conservative states, you've got to offer up lefty radio. And Rhino radio is like taking a Valium. Here's a Valium and a happy pill. Go have a nice day. Dig your head in the sand. And when we're done, you'll feel happy about everything going on. Well, we should be infuriated right now on a daily basis. We should be angry that we're the fakery that's going on. And I think it is so deep. I'm probably like you on this. I think it is so deep. It's so many layers of scary deep how fake everything is that where do you start with people, right? So you start by talking about history and you start by poking holes in the narrative. For climate change, you've been told for six decades now, pretty much, you know, six decades, you're going to die at the end of each decade. The one question that climate change can't ask is, all right, how has climate change affected you over the last three or four decades, depending on your age? How has it actually affected your life? Well, today was supposed to be the day we were done for. This was supposed to, little Greta braids telling us, scorning us, this was the day. It's over. Just like in 2013 with Al Gore. It's, we're toast. It's over. But we're never over. So that
kind of then the population bomb was like, what was that, 1990? We were going to be all dead because of overpopulation.
Yeah, in 1979, it was going to be, we were going to freeze to death Leonard Nimoy. So I play all those clips on my show. It is amazing to go back in history and hear it. And so because of this fakery, because of the drought narratives, we have a lot of water underfoot. Nobody realizes that. God didn't put us on this earth and then not give us enough water so government could control us. And so we never think of we don't have the curiosity as a nation to ask the very common sense logical questions. You do this with medicine. I'm so appreciative of that because very few will. So many people can't be curious enough to actually ask a question and go, wait a second, something's wrong here. This doesn't seem right, right? And so all these distractions in the press right now, when, like you said, so much of it's fakery, it's a little carrot, it's a little squirrel, you know, we're having that moment over and over again, instead of talking about all the stuff that's actually affecting us, all the unconstitutional stuff.
We're talking about global warming, which isn't, we are having our land grabbed, which is, you know,
medical
through this,
kidnappings, you name it, all kinds of stuff. Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Affecting. No, and you're right. It's a huge distraction. And that's why, you know, even I tell people, even Fox News, even now I can say that you're not on Fox. I can diss them. And even Tucker Carlson, you know, he says a lot of cool stuff that get everybody. But does he say it in a period of time that would have made a difference? In other words, did he speak out and tell you not to take the vaccine when it would have made a difference? Or did he jump on the running horse afterwards? You know, and then the other side of it is, and I know a lot of people love him, and I'm not going to be popular for
saying
this.
There's a lot of things he says that are true. Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, and a lot of stuff he said. But what we're missing in Fox is they lie by omission. They simply don't tell you things. You know, years ago, I had a patient who asked his mother, Bill O'Reilly's mother, why mm-hmm. he never talked about vaccine injury. And she actually asked Bill and got back to her a couple of weeks later and said, he told me the big boys at Fox had never, ever, ever talk about that. Because, of course, they're funded just like CNN. Everybody's mm-hmm. funded by these guys.
No, it's
so
the truth.
Unfortunately, yeah. It's everybody.
When I was hired, I was actually hired, and I have to say this because this is the truth. When I was hired, the only question I was asked to do a radio show about politics was, do you read the news? And I said, yeah, I watch Fox News once in a while. And they went, okay, you're hired. I'm like, for a political talk show? Yeah. So I was essentially the dumb girl, and I didn't know it. Okay. I didn't know it at the time until I got on and I realized, oh my gosh, I really don't know anything. And I launched into 35,000 hours of research, only because I cared a lot about, I wanted to make sure what I was saying was true. And I wanted to jump down these rabbit holes because I was awfully curious. But isn't that amazing that when they hire hosts, and it doesn't matter if it's local radio, national radio, usually it's going to be because they don't know anything, because they'll repeat the AP or Reuters, whatever. Those are the only two sources of news. And a lot of people are conned into thinking that they are a style of writing. No, it's a content driver. It shapes your views. It tells you how to feel about the news. There's lots of adjectives. And those two outlets, AP and Reuters, whatever, those absolutely control all the way down to your local news, all the way down to your local broadcasts and news. And that's why they have that clip playing of all the newscasters saying the same thing. Those are all local newscasters, right? And so people don't realize how overtaken the media is, how completely gone it is at this point. And so it's even crazy that I'm actually even on the air still in selected cities for my national show. But isn't that nuts that we don't see that as a population? I think China laughs at us. I really do. I've heard this before.
Russia laughs at us.
They laugh at us because we believe our media. What?
Right. And once you get outside, you know, little things like the fact that of all, you know, some people talk about fluoridation, at least of our water,
yeah.
but how many people in America realize that 97% of the people in the world who are fluoridated in their water are Americans, that the rest of the world is not, and the rest of the world gets news that we don't get. You know,
yeah,
we used to think that Russians were censoring things. Pravda.
Yes.
Pravda would do a better job of telling us the truth now than we do, than does any news channel.
Case in point, my friend's over in Europe right now. She's visiting Europe, and she texted me, and she goes, there's not one pride flag over here. Nobody's obsessed with this. Only our country. She goes, people need to almost leave and come back and realize, you know, what we're dealing with over here. And what the media is willing to pump at us every 5 seconds and what we're dealing with. Because they're not dealing
with it. That's exactly right. Well, you know, you got me. The other thing I'll say is that this isn't as new as I thought it was. I thought this was this media, everybody saying the same things in the same rhythm and like the Greek chorus. I thought it was new because of the digital age. But you got me down this road on researching news archives. So I signed up to that news archive that you cued me into. And then I started looking because I was researching the pandemic that wasn't of 1918.
Mm-hmm.
And I've discovered that when I put in three keywords and it was like 1920 and I searched 1920 or 1918, 1917 to 1922 or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were no articles early on, but by 1920, there were articles in the newspaper. And then and I searched for influenza and another, maybe it was pandemic, but it was another word. And suddenly I realized, because they highlight your words that you put in there. And I suddenly realized that the first 20 articles that pulled up, and they were from like 1919 or 20, they were all the same word for word, with one exception, is that unlike today, these were linotype, so that there were different typos. So they'd been fed the same story word for word from some central source. They published
called the United
them.
Press at that time.
Yeah, mm-hmm. They published them. but they weren't quite right because they had to have their individual person to line of type them in. And I thought that was kind of funny. But it was and not only that, but you learned that it wasn't the big story that they said it was. It was in those stories about the pandemic were on the lingerie section in the back. None of them were on the front page.
It was only in the fall of 2 years, like the fall. Like it didn't even make the whole year news story, right?
Right. Nothing we were told about that was true. And then I went to my grandfather's diary, and what was interesting is I looked up until it just went through 1917 to 1919. When I hit 1918, I found one or two little notes in there, and he took up the diary from 18. It would have been from 1892 till he died in 1963. So every day he wrote in his diary, but it was like, Aunt Mabel got the flu. So that was about it.
Yeah. And like, you know what's so crazy? The craziest part of this story, too, that I found in the archives was how they changed the numbers, and they'd have to wait a specific amount of time. So they waited till 1940, and then they said 10 million. Then they waited till 1976 when they wanted to do the swine flu shot, and they said 25 million. Ford got on TV. I have the clip. And he said it was 25 million that died. Then in 2004, Health and Human Services upped that number to 40 million. And the reason was because they said they didn't know how to count back then. And then Obama put it up to 50 to 100,000. And you're thinking that's a pretty big spread. They wanted that big spread. And 50 to 100 million people died. Yeah, that's not what happened.
Not true. And in fact, you know, when you got me on that road and then I started researching other stuff and pulled the Navy archive and the Kansas archive and stuff, I discovered that, well, Boston was the third biggest city affected, and they only had 5,000 deaths. But this is what got me cancel cultured of Substack. I got demonetized in Substack because I pointed out this was never a virus. It was the same three things that we're dealing with today. Like 2020 is 1918 redux. It was a bad vaccine. That's what killed people. It was a bad drug. Instead of remdesivir, this time it was aspirin. And it was electromagnetic frequencies. Instead of 5G, it was the telegram lines that the young guys that were sent to Fort Riley, Kansas to train for World War I, they were being taught to be telegram operators. And we knew about telegrapher's disease. So that's really, it's amazing that it's the same play being run 100 years later.
It just makes you feel sick because you think, can't we learn from being duped? Didn't anyone realize they were upping the numbers? And then you say, well, why did they have to up the numbers? Because they had to make it look like every time we get anything, I don't care if it's monkeypox or Ebola, whatever they want to parade around is the next thing that we're going to get. By the way, we don't, but okay. They always go to, it'll be the 1918 all over again. And you're thinking, that's the only benchmark that they've fabricated in that way because enough time has passed, they can get away with it. No one questions it.
And nobody reads, I mean, even doctors. What I'm shocked about is doctors don't even read official medical literature. There is occasionally the right paper that comes out. And I found that the pathologists in 1918 ended up saying, it's a bacterial pneumonia. We don't know what this is, after they did autopsies. In 2018, Chinese researchers came over. They came to the AFIP, the Armed Forces Institute of Pathology. They pulled those histologic specimens. They reanalyzed them now with modern technology, and they said, we don't know what it is. It looks like bacterial pneumonia. Now, in 2021, what did the pathologists world, they were Italian pathologists that reviewed the world's pathology on COVID, 340 some cases, and they said, we don't know what it is. We don't know what's killing people. We think it's bacteria. It looks like bacterial pneumonia. Why this act this way? You know, three groups of pathologists all saying the same thing, and they're not willing to recognize, they don't go back in history, so they don't recognize their predecessors said it. This is a scam. This is a game play.
I know. You're so right. When my husband got suddenly sick after we attended a freedom thing, and everybody else we were with got sick too, which was kind of strange. We got him in. We got him in because he needed oxygen. And I said, it's pneumonia. It's pneumonia. It's pneumonia.
Right.
And they kept saying, no, it's COVID. And I looked up photos of pneumonia because there's pictures online. You can go look. And I said, yeah, what you're showing me and what I have is this exact same thing. There's no difference here. So anyways, he gets out in 3 days. He's golfing on the fifth day. His D-dimers were through the roof. He was supposed to die. And didn't. We refused all protocol and no ventilator, and we got him on high doses of vitamin C, D, zinc. And in the first day, he was sitting up eating Chinese food. But here's the deal, though, with that, we got him out, and everything was great. The hospital paperwork said pneumonia at the very end of it, and then an asterisk, and it said possible COVID at the bottom of the paper of his medical records. It also said his wife is a conservative talk show host who says she's done her research. I don't know why that's in the hospital record.
Oh, I know why that's there. That's for the lawyer, so that you don't sue, so that they know what to do if you threaten to sue him.
Right.
Well, we'll be back in just a minute and continue this conversation because there's so much to say about this. Don't forget to go to, when you go to the store, go to the Brighton store, use the code REBEL, and we'll be back in a couple minutes.
The global currency collapse will wipe out the dollar and many other assets, and the only things that will maintain value during the global debt reset are those with intrinsic value that do not require governments, corporations, or markets to make good on their obligations. At the top of this list of intrinsic assets is physical gold and silver. These precious metals have outlasted every failed civilization and government in human history, and they are non-digital, which means they still hold value even if the power grid fails. The Treasure Island Coins and Precious Metals Company is my go-to source for physical precious metals that are delivered securely and discreetly into your hands. Visit BrighteonMetals.com to check their live pricing and in-stock coins and bars. Find out why they are my trusted source for physical metals and why they're the official sponsor of Brighteon.tv. BrighteonMetals.com.
Freedom of speech is a basic human right that has been hard won and granted to all law-abiding Americans. As such, we should not take our freedom of speech and expression for granted. This is more important now than ever before, since world governments and the mainstream media often try to suppress those whose opinions differ from the so-called official narrative. Here at BrighteonStore.com, we are dedicated to fighting for every American's right to speak their mind without the fear of censorship or suppression. That's why every purchase you make at BrighteonStore.com supports our pro-liberty video sharing platform, Brighteon.com, so we can keep bringing you all the latest unrestricted videos mainstream media doesn't want you to see. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com today.
Okay, so I'm here with Kate Daly, and her show is in Utah and around the country, and we're trying to expose the censorship that's going on in the media, which is no surprise to anybody. But there's another thing. So she's a rabbit hole aficionado, so am I. So I thought we'd talk, let's talk about what everybody is concerned about right now is the military in the streets. Now, I'll be honest, I haven't personally seen this because I live in the Midwest, and I don't, you know, we're not surrounded where I am. It aren't blue cities. It seems like the people reporting this are blue cities. Now, I have had a couple people tell me that they have seen it personally, one in Alaska, and where was the other one? Someplace else that they, but then,
what are they seeing?
So anyway, you know, I don't know. So one of the things we have to admit is this may just be a psyop. Right. Mm-hmm. I mean, it might just be a psyop. But if it's not, here's what I came up with. And I'll see if you can come up with another reason for this or what you think. I said, number one is it's a psyop. Number two is that they're about to declare martial law and send us all to FEMA camps. I don't believe that, but that's number two. Then the third one is they're protecting us because they're about to be a foreign invasion. I have a hard time with that one, too. Number three, they're worried about some kind of disruptive event, such as the grid going down, or maybe just the EBT cards not working when the banks collapse, when the dollar goes to zero value. That really actually could be it.
That is and a possibility.
A possibility. And the fourth one, which I hope is true, but this just may be hopium, is that they're about to do a disclosure about everything that's been going on and demonstrate that Donald J. Trump is still the president of the United States. And the Khazarian Mafia has been running this country and murdering people purposely for years. I hope they show that, but I don't know. And that would be a real reason, because I think that if they show all the sex trafficking and the body part horrors and all the stuff they've been doing, I think that would need that. And I don't know. So I really, I know, let me tell you, the one thing I'm concerned about is that somebody can't remember who it was I heard say this, that they were talking to a retired Marine who said that about 25% of the military now are illegals. Now, if that's true, I mean, see, what I've been saying is I really have a hard time with number one, the idea that this is our military turning their guns against us. I spent 10 years in the Navy. I have a really hard time believing that our people would do that.
Yeah.
So, but this, okay, you know, same thing with the doctors and nurses in the hospital. And this was probably going on when your husband was in this whole idea that about the murders that are going on in the hospital. And I heard from Tom Renz that he feels that the way that it was done is they were bringing in people that were not really fully credentialed as nurses and doctors. I said, how could they do that? He said, they brought them in from overseas under the guise that it's an emergency, so we're going to let them come in with work less visa. Background checks.
Mm-hmm. Like a work visa.
Yeah. So what do you think, though, about the military?
On one end, we have been saying that they really do want to implement the digital currency route. And in the drills that they did, I think it was last October, they did a drill where they did this. They obviously closed everything down, said it was hackers in this drill, the government's drill, our own government's drill. And then what they did is they said, okay, everybody gets a year with no payments on anything. And everyone looks at that like a huge gift, right? Your stuff's not going anywhere, can't be repoed, your house is fine, you get a whole year. Then at the end of the 6 months or a year, whatever the amount of time would be, in order to get your stuff, you have to go back in and get on digital currency and pay it off. And so this was why I think so many people for so long were saying get out of debt, because this is how they would noose you at the end, which makes a lot of sense if they do this with digital currency and they do it this year. And so for 13 years on the air almost, you know, every summer they've been doing their drills. So I've always thought, okay, it's another drill. But I've always looked at it anyway just to see, because of the fact that I would always expect something, right? Something could be happening, and I don't want to discount that just because I'm constantly going, okay, it's a drill, it's a drill. But at the same time, we do know that digital currency is the hill to climb on. This is the one, the hill to die on. This is the one, right, for them. And they really want this digital currency. The other reason we're shown all of these deep fakes right now, the reason it's like gaslighting everybody in the news, the reason they want you to see it is so you have zero trust. And then zero trust, what does that do? It equals us wanting digital ID. So they're showing us the deep fakes. We know the digital currency is coming. We're much more likely to accept that because of all the fakery we're seeing, right? Because they're starting to show the fakery. Fakery's been there for a while. They're what?
Right.
50 years
right.
ahead really of technology. So that's why if there was ever a plausible reason to have the military run, I would say it would be that for the exchange of digital currency to try to get that in. And probably they're either going to blame GRID and do a GRID event, or they'll blame hackers. It's got to be one of the two, right? What do you think?
Yeah, or hackers taking out the GRID.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's already coming out that's what they're expecting. In fact, I heard that today. Oh, the rumor is hackers are going to take down our GRID.
Yeah.
And I said, you know, I just have a hard time with that whole thing. So
you never know. You don't know, right? I mean, it's hard to know what would happen. They have to have some sort of event, I would think, to go into digital currency, or they do the slow roll like they're doing with inflation, where they just outprice you out of everything. This is why, and Dr. David Martin said that this is why they're touting the tiny home, because the tiny home is supposed to represent the new American dream, right? Don't expect very much, just 200 square feet. This is the
tiny home is just a joke. I mean,
I don't want to live in a tiny home.
Pod thing is better.
Yeah, I don't want to live in an IKEA dresser. I want to be able to live in a home. And so they're lowering expectations, right? And they're really good at it. But it's a drive forward to all of these things that's causing this to happen. So if military was hanging around for nefarious reasons, I would say that was it. And as far as the military goes, I think they tried to make the military very sick. I have military in my family all the way back, and even today. So very military-minded family. And I mean, you know a lot of people that love this country. And so it would have to be foreign troops, something happening that was cataclysmic over here, and not having the military to support because they're sick or dying or whatever because of all the vaccinations. We've talked about anthrax and all of the shots of the day, weakening our military, making them guinea pigs, losing their constitutional rights to say no to all of that. And so they're doing that. And then, of course, implanting people and giving them the opportunity to be in the military, but they don't even know how to, they don't even know what the country's about. How do you fight for a country when you are from a land of socialism? You don't even know what you're fighting for. It's very bizarre to me. So,
well, and I think that's what you're seeing, why the Ukrainians are was one reason that, mm-hmm. that you can't just bring people over, and you can't just force people to get the, you know, I don't know if you see the videos of the fake taxis, but they're literally shanghaiing people off the streets. These young men, it's sad, they're victims too, mm-hmm. the Ukrainians, shanghaiing these young men off the streets in Ukraine and throwing them into the fight against the Russians when they don't want to be there. Whereas the Russians are saying, you know, this is an existential fight for us. We know what you're coming for. You're coming to destroy our country. Yeah. And so there's a big difference. And I think that is going to play in America, too. I just don't think it's going to work. But you know, the problem you get into, if it's, let's say it's the digital currency that you just outlined. Mm-hmm. Okay. One of the things they did with this, the COVID was they crashed a bunch of small businesses. I'm in this boat where they crashed a small business. And you take out a loan to try and keep it afloat, but then you crash anyway, you mm-hmm. still have to pay off the loan. Now, you know, I'm able to do it, but I'm not going to, how do you do it if you're forced to then take the mark of the beast to do it? What do you do? Is that, mm-hmm. see, that's a big issue.
Yeah. And, I've really debated what that is too, what that mark looks like or what that actually is. But yeah, there'll be a lot of force into a system. And what are we going to do? What kind of decisions are we going to make? We've had an awful lot of time to shore ourselves up locally or to have a garden or to do all of these things. And we've kind of known this was coming. You know, I'm a person that believes scripture, and I believe that what that ending looks like. And I think we were given the ending for a reason, so we could have still faith, but also hope in the fact that it would get really, really tough and really hard for us. And that's an understatement. But, you know, I'm looking around at all this. You mentioned Ukraine, and I don't know if you've ever Google Earthed Ukraine, and they try to claim that the Google Earth is up to date every second. And then they say, oh, it's 2 years behind. It depends on which site you go to. And the Ukrainian papers were like, why are they keep mentioning this one city? The city isn't that badly bombed, or why are they mentioning all of this? And so when you talk about fakery, I wonder how much of that is involved. I mean, we've been green screening Zelensky. We've been green screening him in his camo shirt, which can I please wash my eyeballs out for ever having to see that again? Because all I see is the guy in the pasties and the boy band running around, the little actor Zelensky.
The leathers.
But, yeah, the leathers. But we have this whole situation where we don't know what to trust. The Smith-Mundt Act that came in the 40s gave us the legal right to propagandize to other countries, but then it was re-upped by our own Republicans. It was re-upped and signed by Obama in 2012 that allowed it in this country, and they could propagandize to us. And if you look from 2012 to now, it's on steroids. The lying, the green screening, the CNN green screening. I mean, we're talking on steroids. So I never know what to believe anymore. I think it's a big money laundering black hole over there. But you never know what to believe. Right, July 4th, because we're coming up on Independence Day. July 4th, a year ago, they were stating that they needed all this money for this reconstruction. And the goal was to make the country a 15-minute city country, shining on a hill for all to see, and how this would be glorious. And man, we'll show everybody how it's done, because BlackRock's in charge of the money, and BlackRock's going to make sure that we, you know, emerge as this 15-minute city. And I just thought, it's going to get really weird in the next few years. And if I were people, I'd probably get international travel done by 2025. Because unless you want to be shot up to death, as far as with vaccines, the Delta Airlines already has an app on their app, already has a place where it says, if you want to go to this country, you have to have these vaccines or you can't go to this country. Really nailing it down. So we're going to see a lot of changes in international travel with shots. We're going to see more fakery, I think, with wars. And I'm not quite sure, because I'm not in Ukraine, what's going on in Ukraine. But I hesitate when something is very amiss, because if that was an actual war, that would have been done in 2 seconds. And I think we all know it. I think that could have just been taken care of and done, but it wasn't. They strung it out. And every time they want money, they do some big altercation in the press to make it look like they need it, right? So the fakery, yeah. I don't know what's going on over there. I wish we did.
I think the money there is a couple. You're right. The money is driving this in a couple ways, though. One is the big money. Of course, keep in mind, Ukraine for a long time has been the center of body trafficking, mm-hmm. human trafficking, and body parts trafficking. Mm-hmm. And I do think that the big money that they're doing there is this whole money laundering that we've heard about. But the money laundering we haven't heard about is the money that we send to the Zelensky regime that's actually going to BlackRock. Yeah. That, I think, is going on. And then the third thing is, I think it's the dark, what they call the black transplantologists, mm-hmm. the body parting of the Ukrainian soldiers. And the reason I believe that is because, you know, I don't believe it when one person on the news on either side says it, but I believe it when you hear these mm-hmm. mothers individually all over Ukraine complaining that they're not getting their son's dead body back.
Yes, you have that, such a great point with that. So that could be going on, but the whole war story, it's debatable, because if you even Google Earther right now, it doesn't look like a whole lot's happening. It's really kind of strange and weird. And I could be wrong. Maybe they haven't uploaded just that country for 2 years. I don't know, but they seem to be pretty on the mark in 2023 as far as uploading information in real time. But it's really strange. And I think that you're right as far as I could see that as the heart of that story going on, and even people being told over there, ushered out of cities and said, we're at war, when actually it's body parts and trafficking. I could totally see that.
Yeah, it could be. I have to say, though, this is a little different type of war in the fact that I think what happened is it isn't really a war. That's why Putin never calls it a war. It's they abbreviate SBO. It's the special operation. Mm-hmm. And they, you know, essentially, they were being threatened by NATO moving east, which they promised after World War II. There was a treaty saying NATO will not move east. And then Putin just recently came out and showed there were Africans coming to complain about what he was doing. And he said, here's the document signed by Ukraine and NATO saying they were not going to, they were going to leave Ukraine as a buffer zone. The Donbass is a buffer zone. They'd leave it alone, blah, blah, blah. And they violated this as soon as the ink was dry. So I think what happened is these labs and whatever was going on in Chernobyl pushed the issue. And I think what he did is he did a surgical, sent in the Spetsnaz and people to take out the labs and Chernobyl. And once he did that, then he backed up. You know, he's getting criticized by his own people for backing up. And mm-hmm. then, and now
and the
it's
other
just
countries don't seem, the other countries don't seem around Ukraine, don't seem very into this. Why is that? You think that they would be wondering or concerned or out there with the fact that if this was really a war over that, as a neighboring country, wouldn't you be a little more likely to speak out?
But keep in mind, we were paying for those labs, and we were paying for labs in some of those countries too.
Yes.
So there's kind of two groups of countries, like Belarus and what is the other country that's been on the side of like Lithuania? There are patriots in Lithuania that just took out petrol stations for the Ukrainian army. So I think it's a mixed bag of those other countries. But what's really interesting to me is why does NATO keep throwing? You know, that provably NATO keeps throwing mm-hmm. in tanks. It's not just the money. They're shipping equipment over there to be destroyed. Why? Right. And why would they be doing that? Unless those tanks aren't, unless we're really thinking all those videos are fake, the tanks aren't getting destroyed. The Humvees are not getting destroyed. They're getting sold to somebody. I don't know.
Could be very much. And the thing is we've been hearing for 80 years now, we're going to get nuked by Russia. In December, the headlines were they're loading the nukes. And so with the constant enemy at hand, with the consistency, really, of hearing Russia's coming to get us, and they've kept this narrative alive for so long that you think, just like with climate change, we'd finally realize what this game is of the enemy. Because all it really results in is the loss of liberty and freedom here. But I don't know that we're going to learn. And we don't even question that BlackRock's in charge of this. I mean, they were a no-name in 1999, right? They were a no-name. Why would you give them the mortgage crisis? Why would you give them this? And of course, right at the helm of controlling everything. They own everything. Right. Yeah.
Now, there is another point about this nuclear threat. Mm-hmm. So on the one hand, the EU and NATO and we always want to say, oh, it's those darn Russians are going to nuke us. But what's really happening is, the EU NATO is sending spent uranium ammunition to Ukraine. Now, think about that, because when that's used and blown up, it contaminates an area. Mm. Which, what's the upshot there? Is this a land? Is this another weird land grab? One of the things, if it really is happening, if the war is really is happening, one of the things I think could be the whole thing is there. It's a de-Slavification. They're taking out the Slavic men in Ukraine, and then they're going to convince you the land has been contaminated with this spent uranium. So nobody, it'll be like Chernobyl. Nobody can go there and see what's going on.
Yeah,
they're going to, like you said, they're going to evacuate the cities. Mm-hmm. Something very weird might be going on if that's so. I hope that's not what's going. I think that Russians,
and it's all compartmentalized too. When they compartmentalize it so well, and they're so good at that, they did that with 9/11. They've done it with everything. Everybody knows a piece of it, and so they're really sure of their piece. It's kind of like the tunnels, and there were a lot of feds that thought, well, the bombs are coming through the tunnels, and they're going to come get us. That was a decade ago. No, they're just watching human trafficking go in the tunnels. They're not doing anything about it. But I'm sure the feds that thought that knew or thought that it was true, that was exactly what they were going to do, because everybody's fed a piece. So they'd seem really sincere in their piece of what they know. But it might not be when you put the whole pieces, all the pieces together, it doesn't shake out. It's not a picture. And they don't know that. So I think so much of that's going on that this is why fakery is allowed. It can happen. It's happening right now, right in front of our faces. Things are going on. And we just know our small pieces. And it's really hard to put the picture together right now. It's really tough.
Fortunately, fakery is not going on in the alternative media, which is why they don't want you on the air. Which is why I got, you know, I might have a record for getting radio broadcasters fired. I hope that they didn't cite me in your firing. That would have been number three.
No, you're a hero. In fact, you know, at least my national show's still up. But yeah, locally, that was where so much impact was made too. And it's just hard to see that go because cities don't have a prayer now. There's no real independent news in cities anymore. It's all AP driven. And it's really hard to watch this. And it made me actually sick to my stomach today. Really sad. Because all these people will put their hand over their heart and take their oaths and tell everybody how much they love America and then just screw America over like crazy and end free speech. And they're proud of themselves. They think it's amazing. They have all the celebrations in the cities and they think they're amazing. But they're so busy squashing freedom of speech to expose what's being done. And that's the hard part to watch for me, because I really love this country. And I really love truth. And I know you do too. You're a hero as far as helping people so much in the last couple of years realize what's true and what's not. And we need more of this. And so it just makes me sick that cities are not going to be held accountable. And that's where you fight. That's where you go to a local meeting and can fight it face to face. And that's disappearing. And it's a really sad state of affairs.
Here's a new job offer. Here's the job idea. Since you have all this talent and knowledge of how the whole system works, what if we had a county by county across America and had a podcast that was affiliated?
Oh my gosh, love that.
You could set it up, you know how it works, and then people could get information to put out, and local broadcasters, local anybody could, mom and pop could just decide to be the 15-minute a day or 15-minute a week podcaster for their community. Think about that.
And we could take
it back off the air.
Do you know why that would be amazing, Lee? And this is why. When they put through laws in your states, whoever's listening, when they put laws through, they do 20 states at a time. When they change the flags, they do 15 states at a time so that no one notices. So it's like this mass organized effort, right? They write the bill and then they sell it to all the legislators and the legislators put it through and no one realizes it's going through other states. This happens in cities. The cities are constantly meeting with the feds. People need to know how this works and how they put Agenda 30 in the cities and to stop it and fight it. And you're so right on that. We need to do this. Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
There we go. We got a plan.
We got a plan, man, because I'm telling you, that is the only place left in America. If you could save 3,000 counties and you could get them to turn the tide on election fraud and you could get them to stop Agenda 30, there's not enough deep state to make it happen. They're using all the minions to make it happen. And that's where it's dangerous.
Absolutely.
So we got to stop that.
So how can people get a hold of you, or how can they watch your show now?
Oh, thank you. KateDallyRadio.com. Kate Dally, like Valley with a D. KateDallyRadio.com. Contribute, come. I've got lots of wonderful sponsors too. And also a lot of truth in those podcasts to listen to. I love that.
Awesome.
Thanks so much for having me. Dr.
Yeah,
Lee
well, it's great. And I honestly think that that could be your new role. We could get something started nationally there.
Let's do it.
All right. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Say again.
Right now. Because otherwise, yeah, we lose the fight if we lose our cities. One city at a time.
One city at a time, we lose our country. So thank you so much. And we'll see everybody else next week.